31 Bible quotes about blessings. 1. Abilities. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in skill, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship, to make artistic designs for work with gold, with silver, and with bronze, and with the cutting and setting stone, and with cutting wood, to work in all kinds of craftsmanship. Abundance. For the Lord your God will bless you just as he promised. You will lend to many nations, but will not borrow from any. And you will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If a fellow Israelite from one of your villages in the land that the Lord your God is giving you should be poor, you must not harden your heart or be insensitive to his impoverished condition. Angels. The Lord's angel camps around the Lord's loyal followers and delivers them. Insurance. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Authority. Look, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and on the full force of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Church. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members who belong to one another. Trust. For I am sure of this very thing, that the one who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Deliverance. The Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Eternal glory. Happy is the one who endures testing, because when you have proven to be genuine, he will receive the crown of life that God promised to those who love him. Eternal life. For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Faith. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. So the Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this black mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. God's faithfulness. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a human being that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it happen? Family. God settles those who have been deserted in their own homes. He frees prisoners and grants them prosperity, but sinful rebels live in the desert. Family. Yes, sons are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Favor. In the light of the king's face, there is life, and his favor is like the clouds of the spring rain. Fellowship with God. The Lord is indeed going before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Forgiveness. For if you forgive others, their sins, your Heavenly Father will always forgive you. Freedom from fear. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Freedom from worry. By casting all your cares on Him because He cares for you. Friendship. A friend loves at all times, and a relative is born to help in adversity. Friendship. No one has greater love than this, that one lays down his life for his friends. You are my friend if you do what I command you. Bear much fruit. He is like a tree planted by flowing streams. It yields its fruit at the proper time, and its leaves never fall off. He succeeds in everything he attempts. Grace. As far as the eastern horizon is from the west, so He removes the guilt of our rebellious actions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on His faithful followers. For He knows what we are made of. He realizes we are made of clay. Instruction. May He show the humble what is right. May He teach the humble His way. Happiness. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desire of thine heart. Commit the way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Health. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Heaven. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The Holy Spirit. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Hope. For Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Inspiration. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. The Holy Spirit. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. 31 Bible quotes about blessings. 2. Prayer. For this reason I tell you, whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Joy. This is the day the Lord has brought about. We will be happy and rejoice in it. Justice. Does God pervert justice, or does the Almighty pervert what is right? Knowledge. I, wisdom, have dwelt with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. a long life. I will satisfy him with long life and will let him see my salvation. Love. The person who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Marriage. Her husband's heart has trusted her, and he does not lack the dividends. She has rewarded him with good and not harm all the days of her life. Service. You did not choose me, but I choose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that remains, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Miracles. Jesus looked at them and replied, "This is impossible for mere humans, but for God all things are possible." Peace. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, tell your request to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Power. Jesus called his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits so they could cast them out and heal every kind of disease and sickness. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. Freely you receive, freely give. Promotion. The Lord will make you and the head and not the tail, and you will always end up at the top and not the bottom. If you obey his commandments that I am urging you today to be careful to do. Progress. Dear friend, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be good in health, just as it is well with your soul. Protection. In fact, even the hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not be afraid. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Provision. Everything looks to you in anticipation, and you provide them with food on a regular basis. Rest. I will lie down and sleep peacefully for you, Lord. Make me safe and secure. Renewal. Who satisfies your life with good things, so your youth is renewed like an eagle's? Resurrection from the dead. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even if he dies. And the one who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Riches. The reward for humility and fearing the Lord is riches and honor of life. Salvation, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Security. The rain fell, the flood came, and the winds beat against that house, but it did not collapse because its foundation has been laid on a rock. Strength. When I cried out for help, you answered me. You made me bold and energized me. Success. And my God will supply your every need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. May glory be given to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. Truth. He will shelter you with his wings. You will find safety under his wings. His faithfulness is like the shield or a protective wall. Understanding. Think about what I am saying, and the Lord will give you understanding of all this. Victory. By God's power, we will conquer. He will trample down our enemies. Wisdom. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up effective counsel for the upright and is like a shield for those who live with integrity. The word of God. He sent them an assuring word and healed them. He rescued them from the pits where they were trapped. Work. I have concluded that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to enjoy themselves as long as they live. And also that everyone should eat and drink and find enjoyment in all his toil. For those things are a gift from God. Marriage. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and unites with his wife, and they become one family. Grace. When the rainbow is in the clouds, I will notice it and remember the perpetual covenant between God and all living creatures of all kinds that are on the earth.